In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Whenever I witness a marriage and celebrate a nuptial mass, I let the couples pick the first two readings, and I pick the gospel. I pick the gospel because I want to read, you know, at each and every wedding, I want to read the account of the wedding at Cana. So sue me. It can be very instructive to couples at weddings. But the other two readings they can pick. And 9 times out of 10, the reading from the New Testament that they pick is what we heard as our first reading. Love is patient. Love is kind. It's truly a beautiful reading, even though whenever I hear it, I think of a movie, The Princess Bride, and the great Peter Cook, who's the impressive clergyman was the name of his character. And he talks about love, sweet love. Usually, when the couple picks the reading, they're thinking about love too. They're thinking about something warm and fuzzy, and that's a good thing. They're getting married, and the bloom has yet to come off the rose. As I usually point out in my wedding homily, there will come a day when they wake up and they look at the person next to them and go, "What was I thinking?" But they'll get over it. You have your good days, and you have your not so good days. But the love passes. Love, on the other hand, is something very different. Love is not a warm fuzzy. It's not an emotion. It's an act of the will, something we decide to do. It is willing the good of the other. And that, my friends, is more than just love. It is a glorious thing. And what is the perfect image of love? Well, it's right above our altar. Our Lord crucified is the perfect image of love. And everything that is worthy of love can be related to that. And so that's one of the things I also point out in most wedding homilies is, that's the kind of love that you're called to have for one another. And I look at the couple and I see the truth kind of beginning to dawn on them. And that is a very good thing. If you want a bit of homework, reread this first reading. Only as you're reading it, instead of thinking of puppies and butterflies and all of these other sentimental things, keep the image of Christ crucified first and foremost in your mind. And I think that the reading itself will have a much greater impact. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.